This is Radio Bath. Radio Bath.
Good afternoon, I'm Andy Griffiths, CFO at Bristol Airport. Delighted to be here today just to talk about the new transport interchange that you can see behind me right now. Really a fantastic opportunity to transform the passenger experience. We've got twice the number of bus bays for passengers arriving by public transport. Vast improvement in facilities, covered walkways directly into the terminal at the same level. You might recall if you've travelled through Bristol Airport previously, the hills that you have to travel along to get into the terminal.
Don't remind me, the cigars are still there. I'm so looking forward to this new facility.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. We've got great rest facilities, places for people to sit, places for people to get assistance as they're travelling through, as well as an absolutely superb new M&S facility, which people can use as they're travelling to and from their mode of transport.
One of the things that we always think about when we travel is the destination, and you've had so much good news with new routes opening up. What we sometimes forget is that travel can sometimes be much more difficult, getting to the airport, getting through the airport, getting about on the other side. So what do you think about making that bit of it so much easier for people to get to the place that they're actually dreaming of?
You're absolutely right. One of the things, when we speak to passengers, they want an easy, seamless experience through the airport. This facility, which is a £64 million investment, is absolutely about that. It's about ease of access into the airport. We've got a new one-way system, far easier to navigate around the airport campus. Several additional parking spaces, drop-off bays, bus options as well, which take you directly into the terminal frontage. So you no longer have to navigate through quite a complex route. You can go straight in, straight to the check-in, straight through to security, in a far more seamless way than you could previously.
Now let's talk about the project itself. First of all, congratulations, because I believe you finished it about 2 months earlier than previously planned. So that in itself is no small achievement.
Fantastic accomplishment from the whole team here to get 2 months ahead of schedule. That in construction wood is pretty rare. I would say that partnership's been absolutely essential. Collaboration and partnership works very closely with Griffiths and Barron's, the lead contractors on the project. And having an open dialogue, being able to communicate where there are issues, get the issues on the table in advance, has been really important in terms of this project. It's been interesting in terms of the site. What we've been able to do is to completely cordon off the site, so it's away from the core operational area. That's supported a very efficient build process. Passengers have been able to see sort of behind the hoarding, but wondering what's actually going on behind there. But that opportunity to take it away from the core operational area, which has allowed the contractors to get in, 120 people at peak times working on the site, being able to get all the deliveries in, has been quite important for us. But we're really pleased with the way that the project has gone, and proud to be able to say it's open ahead of schedule.
And lots of local involvement too.
Yeah, absolutely. We think about a third of the spend has been through the local supply chain. That supported local employment opportunities through the build project. But also what's been important for us is that we've been able to do things like apprenticeships. We've had T-level apprenticeships who've been on site, learning trades. These are really important skills to build in the South West region. And of course, Bristol Airport's got a £400 million investment programme. We're going to continue to invest and develop and transform the passenger experience. And having local employment opportunities is actually really important to us as a business.
And a lot of emphasis on sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, as you can see right behind us now, and we've got two of our electric vehicles. We're committed to net zero by 2030 for our own operations. Part of that is electrification of the vehicle fleet. In 2026, passengers will start to see that the A1 bus services are electrified as well. That's taking emissions out of the journeys to and from the airport. And of course, around the site as well, you can see there are solar panels which we've put in place. We've got an on-site solar PV farm, which is really about us being able to reduce emissions. If you look at where we were in 2019, we're about 50% fewer emissions today than we were in 2019. So absolutely the heart of what we do.
Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.